Hey, Bobby Evans, assistant to the general manager. You know, you got a nice promotion here. Assistant to the GM of the San Francisco Giants, the world champion Giants, joins us. I'm going to throw out the trivia question before you and I start talking. Now, you know the answer, so don't give it. The Giants and Dodgers open up the 2013 season. And these clubs have done this before since 1900. They've done it a number of times. And I'm going to let you guess how many times they've opened up the season together since 1900. Now, that's 113 years already. And I'll let you get within two. So I know the answer. You can do plus or minus two. And you then qualify. And we're going to pick our winner next Saturday, our winners, to have dinner with me at Original Joe's at Union and Stockton in San Francisco. So 478-KMBR, 478-KMBR, Raf is standing by. And how many times Giants-Dodgers have opened the season together since 1900, and you can get within plus or minus two. All right. You know the answer. I know that. How are you?
Very good. How are you today?
Well, very good. You know, we got an email already to ask you a question about Ryan Cavan. And this is, you know, I gave out the awards a couple of years ago at the minor league camp when Dave Fleming was not available. And I remember his name, Ryan Cavan. So where's he at on the chart?
He's competing for a AAA job. Obviously, you saw a big home run from him the other day here. Yeah. Getting more and more comfortable at the plate. We're going to have to move him around a little bit, you know, just because the value at the big league level for young guys is to be able to play other positions. He's primarily played second for us. In fact, he was a Gold Glove, Rawlings Gold Glove minor league winner at second base last year. And but he's got a good chance of having to go back to Richmond just because of the depth at the AAA level. But regardless, he'll be a guy that gets a chance to play wherever he goes and continue to show his value. Again, if he's work in other positions, that will be more of a challenge for him than anything.
Are you happy with the pitching staff, at least where we are right now? Maharis gave you an inning yesterday. We will see Lincecum today. Casilla is back. You feel comfortable? I know that last spot is still, you still have Proctor here. Chad Godin is still here going for that last spot. Are you happy where you are?
Yeah, I think we're very pleased. Again, we recognize we still have another, you know, week to go, but things have been progressing well, and we're fortunate to get our guys out there and get them stretched out to start this season. It's a long spring for them, so for all practical purposes, they should be ready, and we're glad to see that Maharis back on the mound yesterday. He has not been able to do a lot this spring, and that elbow is feeling better, which, you know, makes us all feel good going into the season. And then we still got to make the final determinations of those final roster spots for the 11th and 12th man. Of course, we see Contos, you know, pretty strong here. So
yeah, he would be disappointed, I'll tell you that. I mean, he's had a pretty good spring, and boy, inherited runners. George Contos knows how to get people out.
He's
really helped.
Job.
No,
he
helped
job.
You last year. Scott Proctor, interesting for me. He's gotten out a little further into the season before you really have to make a call on him. You had to make a call on Ramon Ramirez yesterday. Maybe you can enlighten the fans on those two.
Well, in the case of Ramirez, I mean, he's a player that came in here really wanting to make this club for obvious reasons, and as it turns out, he wasn't going to make the club. We wanted to give him a chance to look around for other options as his contract allows. And ultimately, if he finds another major league opportunity or a AAA opportunity that he likes better than our AAA opportunity, he'll sign elsewhere. But making those decisions at this point in the spring only gives the players an added boost to try to look around. Sometimes when you make those decisions so late, it makes it real tough on the guys. In the case of Ramirez, he's running some tough luck. I mean, he's come in and struck a guy out and gotten 3-2 on a guy, walked a guy, and the next guy pops one down the line and, you know, run scores. So hopefully we'll see him back in a Giant uniform, but, you know, time will tell. He's got to look around first.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. I think he's good depth for you at Fresno, and he's been a major leaguer before. Bobby Evans with us. He is now the assistant to the general manager. Vice President of Baseball Operations, now you got promoted. I like that.
Well, title change.
You deserve it.
Come title on. Change.
You deserve it. All right. The infield position, yesterday, Wilson Valdez got released, and he was picked up this morning by the Marlins. I saw that already. But if you asked all the writers about 3 days ago maybe 24 hours ago, who was going to be the backup? Everyone, I think they all would have said Wilson Valdez. That did not happen, and now Nick Noonan is back.
Well, Noonan is still in minor league camp on option, but we're bringing him back and forth to get some more games, some more reps. Abreu is the front runner when healthy, but unfortunately his pain in the knee continues to bother him, and until he's pain-free, we really can't get him back out on the field. He has a good track record for us and has some upside. That being said, Noonan's an excellent option for us. Again, the trade market's out there and waiver wire and who will end up with that second utility spot still remains to be seen. But Abreu's really behind the eight ball now with having missed all spring.
What about Peguero? And I think, God, we talked 2 weeks ago. He said, if we're still talking about him March 24th or 25th, he got something. Well, I'm still talking about him.
Yeah, it's tough, though, because it's not an everyday role. It looks like Torres and Blanco will carry the day in left. But at the same time, he's had a great spring, and he's come in off the bench, and he can do some things coming in late in the game, whether it's running the bases or running down a ball in the outfield. Not typically what you want to do with a young player, though. I mean, you want him to play every day. He's a player that's suffered a number of injuries during his minor league career, and therefore he doesn't have the quantity of at-bats that you might like for a guy to have. Again, Cole Gillespie is an excellent option for us as well. Brett Pill start the year on the DL. He was running for that position, but he's going to start the year on the DL. He will come back. If he comes back and the spot's available, he'll compete back for that spot. Again, not an outfielder by nature, but he can be your bat off the bench. So.
Well, you got a lot to sort of put together, but thank goodness it's not the main guys, and that's the best part of spring training, that you got your lineup pretty well set. Having that said, Scudero's got a little back stiffness, and Sandoval, he's got that arm wrapped, and with Sandoval, I'd like to be his insurance carrier. You know what I mean? I mean, the premiums he must pay. I mean, there's always something with this guy. What's up with him now?
Well, the elbow's a little sore, and he's a guy that. We modified his workload, a number of years ago, and thus, Joaquin Arias is very valuable to us even last year to get Pablo out of the game so he doesn't get in a situation where he can get hurt. Want to get him pain-free. He did throw some today, but want to get him to a point that he's pain-free and feels better. There's loose body in there. You don't want to have to yank it out. You want to have him go through the season. We thought we were done with little bone problems.
No kidding.
Now the hamate's gone to the elbow.
The big joke was he has no more hamate bones. Now he's got a loose body in his elbow.
Yeah, we got to figure that one out. But
you're fine. Yeah.
But again, we'll see how it plays out. With Abreu, again, the knee, and Scudero in the back. Scudero felt better today. I think he hit some BP, and that's a good sign.
All right, last one, and the fans love this. You know that because you bring us right through the roster. Hector Sanchez, I would assume DL for him to start the season, and maybe I'm wrong, but is there enough time to get him ready?
Yeah, not necessarily a DL, given his role as a backup and that he would only be catching once every 5 days or intermittently, and we have some days off in April. I think we can get by okay with him. That's an optimistic view. I mean, he threw out to 100 feet today and looks fine. He DH'd yesterday in a minor league game, feels good. But we've got a week to go. We need him to get in some games to be ready, and he did play winter ball, so you could say he's more ready than a typical backup catcher. Okay. But at the same time, it would have been nice to have had him catch a little bit more this spring for the pitcher's sake as well as his own.
Okay, well that's a good. I'm going to then table my Guillermo Quiros. He's going to be the backup. You bring up a good point, and that is with the days off, like pitching, sometimes you can keep someone off the field until you need him.
And Quiros is still at a disadvantage because. A disadvantage in the sense that he's got no options left. So if Hector is on the DL and it's short term, you kind of hate to add Quiros for a 10 or 12 day window, only to have to then put him on waivers.
Yeah.
You'd be better off probably adding a Jackson Williams who has options, and letting Quiros start the year at AAA. But if you have a longer window of time, then Quiros may be ahead of the curve on
that. Gotcha. No, you bring Jackson Williams up, give Quiros a chance now. To get on with somebody else, and that's a good look. People come to this organization, 6-year free agents. Part of coming here is that if it's not going to work out, you're not going to bury me. yeah. and give me a yeah. chance to get yeah. somewhere else. That's very important.
No, exactly.
In today's world, I mean, that's very important. What would you like to see out of Lincecum today?
I'd like to see five. I'd like to see five. Maybe I'm being greedy, but I'd like to see five innings. And I don't mind him pitching to contact.
Sure.
I don't need to see a ton of strikeouts. I like to see him pitch to contact and have command. And, fly balls are going to carry more here than they will at home, but I don't mind seeing some fly balls, even if they do carry us to the warning track today. But I want to see his swagger. I mean, he's a guy that pitches with confidence, better with confidence. Yeah. And I think we've seen some good stuff this spring. This will be probably the biggest test he's had.
Well, he can go to Pagan and get some of his confidence.
That's right.
Boy, isn't it something to see him come back? This guy is like, he's been elected something of the world here. I mean, he really liked this experience at WBC.
I think it's the long hair, too. But he absolutely had a great World Classic in many ways. Helped carry that team. They had a great run. I mean, until that last game, they'd only lost one game in the whole Classics.
Yeah. All right, Bobby, thank you so much as always. Look forward to seeing you up in the Bay Area. Boy, I can't believe we're getting back.
We're heading home.
All right, Bobby Evans, he's assistant to Brian Sabian, vice president of baseball operations, and many other things, but a very, very nice man to have on the show. More coming up on the Sports Leader.